From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin's off today. It's Here and Now. And in Washington today, House Republicans continue their hunt for a new Speaker of the House despite the holiday, with many hoping Republican Congressman Paul Ryan will step up to the plate. The former vice presidential candidate from Janesville, Wisconsin, has made clear his reluctance to take up the speakership. Juana Summers is with us. She's political editor for Mashable. Juana, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
And a lot of talk about this over the weekend. Congressman Ryan was back in his hometown. Has he shown any sign that he would be willing to take over as Speaker of the House?
It seems so far, Jeremy, to be all quiet on that front. We haven't heard much from Chairman Ryan, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee. His spokesman, Brendan Buck, on that committee did tweet today that nothing has changed and that we shouldn't expect any movement this week. The House, as you know, is away on a 10-day recess right now. So not a lot of official action in Washington or any tea leaves to read quite yet. We're just sort of in a holding pattern, waiting to see what Paul Ryan might do.
Well, and one of the things that's been said is you can't try to be both Speaker and President of the United States, and maybe he wants to eventually run for President of the United States, and that's one of the things holding him back.
That absolutely could be one of the things. And if you look through the history of past House speakers, very few House members or House speakers have actually ascended to the presidency. So that's not a very well-trod path.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think it's just one, former President Polk, if I remember correctly. So that, and that's not exactly a shining path. Paul Ryan, though, if you look at his record, if you look at how he talked, I followed him on the campaign trail in 2012. He is a policy wonk. He loves the business of the House. You've seen him really dig in this last session on tax policy. He really wants to rewrite the tax code to simplify that. And those are the kind of things you can't do if you're Speaker in the House. You're a person who's out there selling conservative policies. You're not making them. So this doesn't seem really to be a job that's in his wheelhouse. But if you have people from the top to bottom, all the way from John Boehner to Mitt Romney, his former running mate, saying he might be the right guy, you'd have to think that's pretty attractive.
Well, and in the meantime, it's in the absence of anybody to step in and run who can unite all the sides are fighting with each other. And we heard it yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press with Congressman Charlie Dent, a moderate Republican, and David Bratt of the Freedom Caucus, the more conservative wing, arguing over what to do. Here's Dent first.
He's right. The world is on fire. So we have to get our act together. But the point is, for those who don't want to govern, we have to establish bipartisan coalitions to pass any meaningful legislation.
Again.
But that's what we've had to do all year.
So you want Nancy Pelosi to help determine our speaker for the Republican conference?
No, I want Republican
our own leadership.
You won't
if I can
support
finish
Paul
the sentence,
Ryan.
Our own. How do you know that? I've never said that.
He just asked a question.
You're missing it, Charlie.
This cannot be good for the GOP to have this kind of fighting out in public.
No, that's not great at all, Jeremy. And that exchange right there is exactly why a guy like Paul Ryan probably doesn't want this job. The job of being Speaker, particularly in this Republican Congress, is not really fun. You have 40 or so conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus who want as limited a role as possible for government, who don't want to go along to get along. And as Speaker, you have to be out there in front. You have to compromise with the minority party. Paul Ryan would have to wheel and deal not only with Nancy Pelosi and Democrats in Congress, but with the President of the United States, who's a Democrat right now, which would make him a target for conservatives in his own party. And on the other hand, you have Charlie Dent, of course, saying, you know, maybe Republicans and Democrats need to band together and elect a new speaker, given that the speaker is the only job in the House which must be voted on by the entire House. That's something that's not likely to happen, but it does add a little bit more intrigue to this very, very inside the Beltway story.
Okay, will we know by the end of the week if Paul Ryan is running, do you think?
I strongly doubt it. I really think that the linchpin on this one is going to be his wife, Jana, who's at home with him in Janesville this week. They've got to have a family conversation about what they see as their future. It's a decision he won't make without her. If I know anything about the Ryans, well, I assume we'll hear more people come out of the woodwork asking him to get into the race, asking him to really reconsider that he could bring the party together. But I bet his mind's not made up.
All right. Well, let me just switch gears quickly here, Juana. We've got a Democratic debate coming tomorrow night, the first one for the 2016 group. And we heard President Obama on CBS's 60 Minutes last night, and he was asked about a lot of things, including the email controversy involving Hillary Clinton. Here he is.
You know, she made a mistake. She's acknowledged it. I do think that the way it's been ginned up is in part because of politics, and I think she'd be the first to acknowledge that you know, maybe she could have handled the original decision better and the disclosures more quickly.
Okay, so take that answer, add it to the fact that he was asked about whether Joe Biden should run, and he said he was, you know, one of the best vice presidents in history. And then there was this moment at the end of the interview when President Obama was asked this about his legacy by Steve Croft.
Do you think if you ran again and could run again and did run again, you would be elected?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
How much does President Obama worry about his own legacy when it comes to who's going to replace him, at least as the nominee of the Democratic Party?
You can tell from those answers, Jeremy, that he really does have to be thinking about it. And you have one Obama, former Obama cabinet official on one side and Hillary Clinton, possibly Joe Biden getting in. Those are two people who have a lot to say about his record. They'll be running on a lot of the things that President Obama did in office. And I think that's one of the things I'll be looking forward to in tomorrow night's debate is just exactly how that plays out.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. Juana Summers, political editor for Mashable. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.